Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Keeping It Real with Your Eyes. Youth Lifting Up Jesus. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. We have a new time, and it sort of threw me today. It threw me, so be a little patient with me. I gave out wrong information. I had Riley taking the show with at 5:30.
Really don't get that Friday.
Go ahead.
Let's get started.
Yes. Go ahead, God. Get that prayer. Okay, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we pray. Lord, you've been so good to us, Lord God. We know that you have given us a word, Lord. Open the people's ears that they might hear what you have for them. And we just thank you for blessing us and for keeping us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
What a day. You know, yesterday we were talking about rejoicing in spite of. And that's what we want you to do, is rejoice in spite of. We have different segments of our show that we do. Different segments of the ministry is that we do. And with the different segments of the ministry that we do, we have an equation of truth with Minister Solomon and myself. We have Women of Faith. And that's a talk show that I do. Just talking about faith, the faith walk. Faith is important because without faith, it is just impossible to please God.
Amen.
You can't do nothing without faith. And, of course, keeping it real with the Rileys, that's back to faith, too, because that's all about allowing God to use us and to get his message out, and keeping it real with the Rileys, that was the branch. That branched off from Youth Lifting Up Jesus, which was the original show that God had gave us. And that's our television broadcast, which come on every Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That show there is something really special because it's for the youth. It's about the youth and it's for the youth. I'm going to let Riley talk to you more. Go ahead, Riley.
Yeah, we started that.
Go ahead, tell them all about it.
We started that, that show. The Youth Lifting Up Jesus. It was for the youth, and we wanted that program to be a program where that our young people's come on and just really, basically we wanted them to run the show. We wanted them to be in front of the camera and behind the camera. That was the goal for the show. But it really, sometimes things don't go like you want. And that was our hope. But it just didn't work out that way so far. We haven't given up on it. haven't given up on each other, you know.
But we'll
see what God do, you know.
He's good.
Just keep the faith.
He is good. He is good all the time, and he's good.
But the show is still, it's a blessing. We have people to come out and talk to the youth. And we let the youth know that everything that we apply for, that God said is for everyone,
including
them.
Oh, yes, including them.
Especially to me, for them, you know.
Yes.
Because we have to let them know they are our future. And, you know, the devil, he want to kiss them while they're young, and, you know, so that's the reason we tell the parents to make sure you keep your child in church.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't go, send them down to your local church. If you prefer to go drive 20 miles, go to church, and you can't make it, don't feel like going, let your child be let him be familiar with that local church.
Yes.
Might be a church that his friends go to.
Mm-hmm.
Just let him go. Just keep that covering over. Just keep him keep planting that seed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And let them go, because as they plant that seed, it will grow.
Yes, it will.
And as they get older, it will just flourish, you know, because that's something they have to come back to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very important that you have that instilled in your child.
Yeah.
You know, and your child have that background to fall back on. You know, because a man might let you down, but God never will.
He never will.
Never will let you down. And your child should realize that. Especially the young women, they should know that, you know, God has someone out there for them.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be rushing and going on. And, you know, I hear a lot of times they talk about that the daughter be looking for, someone like their daddy. You know, a lot of them don't have fathers in the house, in the home. But God is always there.
He's always there. Yes, he is. Yes.
What better father to let your child fall back into the car? You know,
amen.
Jesus Christ, you know that he will take care of her and him. But you're talking about the girls right now, you know, the young lady. And to let them know that God will take care of them. You know, he will be there for them. You know, and just like before, mama, all you got to do is just call on him.
That's it.
Just seek him. Just that's it. That's it. You know, just call him. He'll be there.
Yes.
And things will be all right.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
if you just put that faith in him,
mm-hmm,
you don't have to worry about it. You know, so that's basically what Youth Fifth of Jesus, you know, is about. is about our youth and showing our youth that we really, really love them. We really love them, you know. And trust, you know. And, you know, that showing that faith in them that we have in them. Showing that faith, you know, and we still gonna have a youth listener to Jesus. It's going to be
it is
powerful. It's going to be a very, very powerful network, you know.
Broadcast,
you know, because all our broadcasts, so they're going to be powerful, folks. We are here for Jesus.
Yes, it's all about Jesus. It's not about Ron. It's not about Rob. It's about Jesus. You know, when we started the broadcast, we do have a youth pastor, Pastor Raphael. Pastor is who God gave us.
Dynamite.
And we have Minister Solomon Billingsley. We try not to bug them. You know, we have Prophetess Janice Pratt, Prophetess Abigail Sherrod.
Yes.
And we God has just been moving us to be in front of the camera more. And anybody that knows me know that I don't want to be in front of the camera. I don't want to be. I like to be behind the camera, behind the scenes, directing, shooting, producing. But we have been so blessed. Even when people ask us, well, how is it that you do what you do, and you say you don't have the finances? It's Jesus. Because this is about Jesus. And when you make a commitment to Jesus and you yield your will to the master's will, then he will provide. And that's what he's been doing. He has blessed us with so much by his ministry. Praise you the truth. That is Minister Solomon's show. And he's just keeping it real about what's true and what's not true on YouTube, on the internet, social media, stuff that he run across and sit down and watch and research and like, oh yeah, you know. So it's about the equation of truth. What's the truth behind this? You know, and he's always talking about the truth behind the video games. He loves video games. And what plot is it behind the video games to mess up children's minds? What plot is it behind different movies to ensnare the children, to keep them out of the church? You know, and sometimes we don't understand why our children act the way they do. Because Minister Solomon is very silly. He can be so silly and funny. But then, you know, I had to realize that that's how God made him, because that's what this generation needs. They need somebody that's silly, serious, because that's what they are. They're up against a lot of different things. And And I had to think about Pastor Patrick. He is funny and silly, and you know, and Minister Solomon asked a lot, like Pastor Patrick.
Because.
Yeah, but they golly. You know, and you know, Pastor Patrick.
And I understand they have a calling on
the right. Team. You know, they can preach to the young, to the old.
That's one thing that I understand that you do have a calling.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you're here for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, mom and dad might have had to do with it, but God put you here for a reason.
Oh, yes.
And that's for all of us, you know. And have you ever just stopped and asked God to show you?
Show me my purpose.
To show you
my destiny.
Why? Or what you want me to do? Have you ever just said, Lord, just tell me that I do whatever? Or I go wherever you tell me to go, or do whatever you tell me to do. You know, have you ever did that? If you haven't, when you do decide to do it, make sure you are serious.
Don't play with it, because he's going to show you. Uh-oh. He's going to show you.
Give you a challenge. You're a challenge.
Yeah.
I know my daughter be getting on me about father, you know you flunked that test, don't you? You know. Girl, leave me alone. You know you're gonna have to do it over, don't you? You're gonna have to do it again, don't you? You know. Yeah, I've been doing it over and over all these years. I've been going back and having to do it, but I don't flunk a lot of.
So we'll stop all that.
Didn't realize that it was a test.
Right.
It took someone like her to. You know, parents, you know, if you think you don't know where you're going and don't want to go nowhere, but where you at now, you're comfortable where you are and everything. Think about your child.
She's been involved with
your children.
But the first church start at home.
You know.
It starts at home first. Because you know what? If no more than to pray with them when they rise in the morning or rise up in the morning, you pray with them before they go to school. And we pray with them when they go to sleep. Pray with them, not just to bless your child each and every night.
Well, you know,
bless them.
You know, all the time we did, my mom didn't pray with me every night. I would sleep up in bed in the mornings when I got up. But she made sure. Did you say your prayers?
But you know what? Yeah.
You say your prayers?
I do that a lot.
You know, still planting a seed.
It's planting a seed.
It's planting a seed.
And that's
what you want to get into your child.
Yeah,
you want to plant those seeds.
Right. But it's also something about when you pray with your child or your grandchild, when you pray with them.
That's
it just sets a different tone. You know what? I pray by myself. But when I pray with my husband, when I pray with Riley, it sets a different tone.
Yes.
Because when you pray with them, there's two coming together.
Right.
And the Bible says one puts 1,000 to flight and two put 10,000 to flight.
Yes.
So when you're praying with your child, look at the enemy that you're putting to flight.
That's right.
So, yeah, that prayer is important. But it's also important that you pray with them.
And
yes,
your household.
Yes.
That's what you're doing for your household.
And then when you pray over them, you're praying over them, but that's not with them.
No.
It is a difference, and that's what we want everybody to understand. There is prayer with them. There is prayer over them, you know, and prayer for them. So we lead by example. Pray, because you know what? I remember praying, and I was explaining the prayer and why we pray the prayer that we pray. And I remember telling Minister Solomon that, well, the reason we repent before we pray, before we go to sleep, is because, number one, what if something should happen to us and we have not repented? So it's important that we repent. Number two, when you tell your child to pray, they may not think about repenting, because to them, maybe they didn't really do anything wrong.
Yeah, but have you popped your child?
But they even teaching the child.
Repenting.
Yeah.
Have you showed them this is what you do?
Again, leading by example. Because see, a lot of times
just tell them to go pray. Yeah,
and that's what they're going to do.
You know.
Five times they're going to say, Lord, watch over them while I go to thank you in Jesus' name.
Hey.
You know. That's what we tell them, grace when you're eating, and as well. Amen. No.
Yeah.
We're going to thank God for this food. We want God to bless this food. We want him to remove all those impurities, because we want this to be a nourishment for not just our body, our soul, and our spirit.
My pet peeve.
You know, and but the thing is this, when you pray with them, and I explained to Mr. Solomon, I said, you know, the reason we repent and then we pray, I said, because, okay, if we don't repent and we pray, God, watch over me while I'm asleep. Amen. Well, if you walking in sin, then what God is you praying to? Because sin is the God of your life right then. So, were you saying prayer to the enemy? Or were you saying prayer to Jesus? Did you acknowledge Jesus? Did you say, Our Father, in Jesus' name? Did you acknowledge Jesus? Did you make it known that you was, you know, who you prayed to? And so these are the things that it's important that we really start to teach our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. You know, repent. You know, I broke the prayer down.
A lot of us grown folks need to understand that.
Because we don't. But you know what? I remember Prophet Abigail breaking some things down to me. And I was like a little kid, okay, because I was like, I was all in. For real? Let me tell me that one more time. Let me get this in my spirit the right way. I wasn't all in because, you know what? Correct me when I'm wrong. Correct me. If I know that I've erred, then I can repent. And if I've told it to somebody else, I can go back to that person and apologize and tell them the right thing, because I don't want to be held accountable for nobody, for misleading nobody. They done dropped out of church, or, you know, they on their way to hell because of me. Oh, no. I did enough of that when I was younger. You know, misleading my friends because they tried to follow me and I was on my way to hell and didn't know.
You wanted to look confident. But, you know, and that's one of the reasons that we have this show.
Yeah.
Keeping it real.
Gotta keep it real.
Because, you know, we have heard a lot of different things come over the pulpit.
Ooh. Thank God for a pastor that is here from God. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, it's saying that, and it's in the Bible. And they are really quoting it wrong. And they speaking it wrong to their congregation, you know.
Ooh.
And I have seen where it's 3 or 4, 5 or 6 preachers.
In a grid.
In the room.
In a grid with.
You know, and I'm not.
A hot mess.
You know, I know ain't nobody got up and said nothing. I don't know what they did when they got back to their congregation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but.
But I don't know if it's the right protocol in a way of getting up and saying anything.
Well, not in front of the congregation. No.
Well, maybe in the congregation.
But, no, but you know what?
Time to.
Well, you know what?
Right.
But you know what?
Congregation. Yeah.
Well, that's true. That's if your congregation is with you if you would visit another church.
Yeah, if you got any of your congregation with you in here.
But this is the whole thing. You know what? As a woman of God, if I was at another church, and I'm a pastor, and you said something across your pulpit that was wrong, and I know in my spirit that they're wrong, then it's not my job to correct you in front of your congregation. No, then I'm out of protocol. But as a man or woman of God, especially if this is one of your friends, you should better go to them behind the scenes and say, Pastor Todd, good, that word was good. But you know what? You should look in the Bible and ask God for a new meaning, because I think you quoted that wrong. But find a way to, you can find a way to say it to them without offending them. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got, well, some of them, you know what? Pride. Pastors that have pride, they're going to be offended anyway. So, and there's nothing you can do about that. You know, pastors with pride, they don't change. We know they, you know, they're on their way to hell. You know, but the thing is, the thing is this. When you hear it, and when a pastor say it, and you got 10 pastors there, in the audience, and all in agreement, and nobody is telling this pastor anything, and you know that this has not been brought up, because a few months later, the same thing happened again. All on just about the same verse. And but then when you mention it to another pastor, they say, well, yeah, that's wrong. And, you know, it makes you laugh.
Sugarcoat.
Right. It makes you laugh because of the fact that, you know, my thing becomes this. You know he's wrong, and you know he's misleading the people, but you're not saying anything. You should have gone to the other. You're just as guilty as him. Because even though that's his flock, but you know that his teaching is wrong, and you never, ever, never said anything, and we all supposed to believe in the same thing. This is not somebody that of a different faith. No, this is somebody that you fellowship with all the time. So fellowship with all the time, you should be able to pull their, as they would say, pull their coattail. But a lot of preachers do get offended. I mean, because I've had some, you know, I have preacher friends and evangelists and prophets and prophet friends and apostle friends, and I had to get a little upset with me because, you know, I was asked.
If it come up with me, it'll come out.
Right, I was asked to speak.
If it come up, it's gonna come out.
And I spoke at another church and. And the pastor, he said some things across his pulpit, and I was not in agreement with that because I was looking at the Word. And I showed him the Word, and I said, that's not Bible. He was, you know, but this, I did this in privacy, you know. But he was very offended. He was offended, and he got belligerent. But God let me see, and God let me know that you could be anointed and still not be godly. Your pride got you in trouble because your gift is without repentance. And so, yeah, you got the gift. You are gifted, and God is using you because he will use you regardless. You know, and he will use you in your disobedience and let you go on to hell if you don't repent. But he will continue to use you to save the people. You know, but I just, you know, well, you know, what you're doing is not godly. And I can't even visit your church no more. And see, now understand, I can't visit his church no more. That's in my spirit because I know that he don't follow what the Bible say, no matter what he follow what he thinks. So, therefore, I don't care how God used you to let him some people and heal other people. I say, God will put in my spirit, I can't come to your church no more because you don't walk in obedience. So that was that. You know, sent me an invitation to Friends of Family Day. I said, well, I won't be accepting this invitation. You know, call me, ask me if I would want to do a... if I wanted to be a guest speaker, God told me no. That, you know, you got to go with what's in the Bible. You got to get yourself out of the way. If you make a mistake, repent. And if you told the people something wrong, you should not be afraid to go back to the people. You shouldn't be afraid to go back and tell the people that you was wrong and you need to apologize and repent. Because, see, when you can't do that, when you can't go back and apologize and repent, when you can't go back and do that, then pride has got in your way. And that's just not a good thing. And I'm so glad that God has given us these different avenues to go to bring the word before the people. Because even with our Christian comedy show that will be coming up, just another platform for our young people to just get the word of God out. But young or old, you know, we have filmed some things. And the people have bought a message. The message wasn't right. There's some things that was in the message that wasn't right. So guess what? It don't get aired on our show. It don't get aired on my broadcast. No. Mm-mm. It's not going to be aired because God holds me accountable for what I put out to you. He holds me accountable, and a lot of times he might
and will not be asked to speak again. But
for real, you won't be.
You know.
Now, let God tell me you made some changes, and I need to bring you back. No, I just cannot. I'm not going to go to hell for something you did. I worked too hard on my salvation. But at the same time, when you're ministering before the people, when you're bringing the people to word, God will hold you accountable for what you put out there that can mislead the people. So it's important, our content. It's important. that, you know, a lot of times you might not agree with something that we say. Call us. Please call us. Write us. Let us know how you feel.
That's reason I want to get the
Let the guy around him out of the base.
Round table for me. We got things like this we're going to talk about, we're going to discuss. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of things going on in all the churches, you know.
Yes.
And this round table is a way of our way of giving people a chance to speak out on it. You know, they can discuss it with other Christians, because it's not about, you don't have to be no pastor or nothing to get up be at the round table. You're a Christian. It's a man of God. We are men of God. We are all men of God, and the table is for you.
But even,
you know, and we will discuss these different things. And see, my thing is this here. I have, for the last maybe 6 months, maybe a year, I have been talking to different people about this round table, you know. And they really, I get disappointed with the response. I don't know if it's me, because I just, especially the pastors, the leaders, you know, I get excited when it's to talk about God. You know, to sit down and talk about God, you know. I have been very disappointed in a lot of peoples that I have spoken to, you know.
Yeah.
But it's coming. I was telling a young lady Sunday that every time I get something that I want to talk about, bam, something else pop up. And what I need to do is just go get on. And when that stuff pop in, talk about it right there. Go on and get it started right there.
Well,
instead of waiting.
Well, you know, right.
And then I can always go back, because one thing that has really got me I want to talk about, and I want to hear different people's comments on it and everything. And that's this presidential election.
Well, you know,
I really want to see how people feel about that, you know.
Well,
and get them just be a place where that you can come and speak your mind and let us know how you feel about it. You don't have to call Channel 4, Channel
13,
yeah, 27. You know, yeah,
I don't
know what you have. You know, main channel, CBS, and all of them, you know. You can speak right here,
right.
You know. And I have a lot of classmates that are deacons in the church and going on. And I'm going to be looking for y'all. I'm going to hit on you. I'm going to tap on you, see where you're coming from now. And I just don't know. I think it's going to be, it's an outlet. It's an outlet. And I think once people get started speaking in it and get comfortable, you know, they'll see what's going to happen here. I'm trying to set up a good time. They're going to get mad at church on Sunday, and then they're going to come on that show, and they're going to speak on it.
But you know what I'm going to say? a lot of times I'll ask God to show me things, you know, and what God have done in my life is that I'm a procrastinator. And God is giving me something to tell me to do something. Because I don't like to be really up front and in front of everything, I'll be wanting to be behind the scenes. I always want to push other people out there and promote them. What God have done to me in the past and he do to me a lot now, so now I'm just used to it. He'll shut me down. Well, he'll shut down other people. And he'll push me right to the front where I don't want to be. You know, I'll be so upset. From, I can't get no help. I can't do this. I can't do that.
That's a good thing.
And he'll
just crook it to other folks on the post.
And, you know, and it's that he wants you to do it.
Right.
And I believe that for Riley, and, you know, and for the men that got a round table, you know, that the reason God is not allowing the other people to come forward for him is because God wants him in the forefront. And I'm speaking into your life. That's where God wants you at.
Yeah, you good about throwing me on the bus.
Well, I'm not throwing you on the bus. I'm just throwing you to let you know what's in my spirit. And at the same time, you know, right, women of faith. I have been contemplating. God gave me this thing last year. Oh, I done wrote it. And I don't want to do it yet. I'm not ready. And but I need this, and I want that, and I want this. And one day, God just got on me. He got on me. He got on me tough. He got on me so tough. You know, I think I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I think it was fun. It was late night. Cutting my first show. God had to got on me about waiting on other people. When he told me to do something. And what I have learned is that sometimes God is trying to use you to maybe just bless one person. And your procrastination is hindering somebody's blessing. So sometimes, one thing about Riley, sometimes we disagree on things, but we know how to agree to disagree. You know, then sometimes he'll tell me, you know what? I don't think you heard God right. You need to go back and pray because I didn't get that in my spirit. You don't need to go back and pray. And then there's times I'll tell the same thing. You know, and because sometimes, you know, sometimes we're just going through, and I know, like, I'm busy, you know, I get a little frustrated sometimes, because, you know, putting together the different shows, I'm still learning this. I know nothing about this. This is all God. I know nothing.